Over 40 La Trobe University students from our Bendigo, Mildura and Melbourne campuses travelled around the world to the city of Sheffield in South Yorkshire, England. The international study tour to Sheffield Hallam University was the first of its kind, as it included students across a number of disciplines within the Faculty of Humanities and Social Science.
The goal was to see how we could put together a multidiscipline group of students and learn from each other from the different disciplines, but also to use a city like Sheffield as a representational case study of what happened in industrialisation over the last two centuries.
The rich history of the city of Sheffield can be traced back over 1,000 years. Its history is steeped in mining and steel production, and at one stage produced up to 40% of the world's steel requirements. With a population of over 550,000, Sheffield is now a progressive, modern city on the cusp of regeneration. Closer to home, Victoria's European settlement can be dated to just over 200 years. This major difference was set to be a big learning curve for the students.
Coming from a town where it's astonishing if a building is established in the 19th century, walking on, you know, Roman-built walls established in 300 AD, I had to check myself that it was really happening because it was just so amazing.
The study tour focused on a number of themes, ranging from class, industrialisation, culture and community, through to urban regeneration.
This subject is intensive learning in the field, developing their capacities for observations and critical analysis by encountering a different culture in a different city.
The nature of the tour meant study areas were linked and students learnt from a study experience that was interdisciplinary in nature.
Much of what we talk about in class in Australia comes to life. You can tell people about, what happened with industrialisation, this is what the British aristocracy was like, but there's nothing like actually seeing it and feeling it and experiencing it.
Well, I think for visiting students on this tour, they can experience something of Britain they may never have visited before. It takes them out of their own environment, it gets them to think a little bit about the overlaps and the compatibilities between British and Australian history.
Sheffield Hallam University hosted a number of experiences for the students, including a series of lectures and field trips. They visited Chatsworth House, an upper-class mansion in Yorkshire, the township of York, and Haworth, a typical English village founded in the early 17th century.
Chatsworth House definitely was a big highlight. Made me feel like I was on the set of Pride and Prejudice, which it actually was, but it was definitely great to see the grand buildings and all the paintings and statues, and to see just the expanse of the grounds and the gardens were beautiful.
A number of students attended the Future Cities exhibition in London, where they took in some sightseeing and soaked up the city experience. The study tour has allowed for a relationship to be developed between the two universities, allowing ideas and experiences to be shared, and will open up for more student exchange between the two countries.
When they're really engaged in a place or in a topic, and when they're given a bit of creativity in terms of the way in which they're taught, they can come up with some really amazing stuff, really, in terms of their assessment. They can really show you just the kind of skills and creativity that they bring that isn't always immediately obvious sometimes in the more standard approach of the lectures, tutorials and, you know, assessment of essays and exams.
The students actually bond together in a way that perhaps you don't see in the classroom. You know, you put them together in a cocoon, if you like, and you travel around together and you build that friendship and that bonding. And I'm sure that some of these students have made friends that will probably last a lifetime, and they never would have had the opportunity to do that before.
The students involved in the study tour will be able to take their experiences and observations back to Australia, where they will now see things in a new light.